Penguin Random House Audio presents A Double Life by Flynn Berry. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham. After every war, someone has to clean up. Vishwava Shimborska. The End and the Beginning. Part 1. Domestic. Chapter 1. A man comes around the bend in the path. I stop short when he appears. The heath has been quiet today, under dark snow clouds, and we're alone on a path where the oak trees form a tunnel. The man is wearing a hat and a wool overcoat with the collar turned up. When he stops to light a cigarette, I'm close enough to see his knuckles rising under his gloves. But his face is hidden by the brim of his hat. The dog is somewhere behind me. I don't call for him. I don't want the man to hear. Sparrows fly over our heads to the oaks, drawn into the branches like filings to a magnet. His lighter won't catch, and the metal rasps as he tries again. Jasper brushes past me, and I reach for his collar but miss, almost losing my balance. The lighter flares, and the man tips his head to hold the cigarette in the flame. Then he drops the lighter in his pocket and holds out his fist for the dog to smell. Jasper whines, and for the first time the man looks down the path at me. It isn't him. I call the dog, I apologize in a strained voice. The path is narrow here.